Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Here's a great way to end not only this month, but end every day and begin every day as well. Romans chapter 15, verse 5. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ. There's a prayer that Jesus prayed almost 2,000 years ago that is still waiting to be fulfilled. And it's in John 17. I referred to it earlier this month, the longest recorded prayer in the Bible. And Jesus prayed in John 17 that we might be one so that the world might know. You know, it saddens my heart when there is disagreement within the family of God. God didn't ask us all to agree on every theological issue. There are good and godly people that see Scripture in different ways, that interpret it in different ways. And that says to me, it's okay, because evidently God didn't expect us all to have those things down to total agreement. What we need to agree on is that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven where anyone can come to faith in God other than through Jesus Christ. I plan to preach that until I die, because that's what he said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Live it and live in unity. May God, who gives this patient encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ. Romans 15, verse 5. God bless. Have a great day. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.